WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Mark Remillard. Today marks 1 month since the wildfire that killed 115 people on Maui.
At this one-month mark, still most of Lahaina is sealed off, now surrounded by large, what officials are calling dust screens to prevent ash from flying around in the wind. But to many, it seems like a way to prevent people from seeing into Lahaina and tourists to know what it looks like. The search for human remains is done. They had 388 names on the missing list. All but 122 were located alive, but now more names have been added to the list. So there are still many who are unaccounted for. And it comes as the island is pleading for visitors to return. They need the money. Most of the island is open and operating fairly normally.
ABC's Alex Stone. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen speaking from India as the G20 takes place there this week. Yellen reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine. That 70s show actor Danny Masterson has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison after he was convicted of raping two women. This is ABC News. Artificial intelligence is quickly moving from science fiction to science fact, and now the attorneys general in all 50 states are calling for lawmakers to act.
Writing to Congress that artificial intelligence could generate child sexual abuse material. They're asking lawmakers to study the problem and then write laws to prevent it. Some of the worry centers around AI looking at pictures of actual abused children and generating new realistic images of them in sexual situations. Those top state law enforcers saying they're trying to get ahead of AI abuse.
ABC's Andy Field. Amid his own growing legal problems, former President Trump hosting a $100,000 a plate fundraiser to help pay the legal bills for his former attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The event took place at Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club Thursday. Giuliani's facing a barrage of legal fees, fines, and sanctions over his work in helping Trump try to overturn the 2020 election. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply.
you may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Mark.